Physicians and Meat Eating, July 17, 1901. Instruction has been given me that physicians who use flesh meat and prescribe it for their patients should not be employed in our institutions, because they fail decidedly in educating the patients to discard that which makes them sick. The physician who uses and prescribes meat does not reason from cause to effect, and instead of acting as a restorer, he leads the patients by his own example to indulge perverted appetite. The physicians employed in our institutions should be reformers in this respect, and in every other. Many of the patients are suffering because of errors in diet. They need to be shown the better way. But how can a meat-eating physician do this? By his wrong habits, he trammels his work and cripples his usefulness. Many of the patients in our sanitariums have reasoned out for themselves the question of meat eating, and, desiring to preserve their mental and physical faculties from suffering, have left meat out of their dietary. Thus, they have obtained the relief from the ills which have tortured their lives. Many, not of our faith, have become health reformers because, from a selfish standpoint, they saw the consistency of doing this. Many have conscientiously taken their position on health reform in diet and dress. Will Seventh-day Adventists continue to follow unhealthful practices? Will they not heed the injunction, "Whether therefore ye eat or drink, or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God"? 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31.